So where can you go to find Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Patsy Cline? Well, the answer is next season's Idaho Shakespeare Festival, which has a truly incredible lineup for 2024. Sarah Bruner is the Associate Artistic Producing Director at the festival, and she sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to preview the upcoming season. So let's take a listen.
So here it is. Unwrap this for us. Give us the rundown. Here we go.
All right. Here is the rundown for the season. We're really, really excited about it. Had a great season last year, and I think next season will be even more exciting and thrilling for our audience members. Opening our season, we have The Merry Wives of Windsor by William Shakespeare, and that is going to be directed by a director who's new to our company. Her name is Terry McMahon. After that, we have Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Directed by Charles Fee, our producing artistic director. And after that, we have Into the Woods, which we last produced in 2008. It's one of Sondheim's masterpieces. We've been wanting to get back to Sondheim ever since he passed away, to just honor him and revisit his gorgeous work. That will be directed by Victoria Bussert. And on the heels of that, we have William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I'll be directing that. And the little plot twist here is that this Midsummer Night's Dream is translated, think adapted, by Jeff Witte, who wrote Avenue Q, fantastic writer, a modern day bard, and he has a modern day verse translation of this piece that is a beautiful mix of Shakespeare and Witte. It contemporizes the piece and makes it easier on the ears, but you don't lose any of the music of the poetry. And some may not even notice the difference, frankly. So very excited about that production. That's in partnership with Play on Shakespeare, which maybe we can talk a little bit more about. And then rounding out the season, we have Always Patsy Cline, which is also directed by Victoria Bussert. And that is the story of Patsy Cline and a woman named Louise who became a super fan and a friend through exchanging letters with Patsy. And it's about their friendship and, of course, Patsy Cline's music.
Talk to me about, you said, Play on Shakespeare?
Play on Shakespeare. It is an initiative that started a few years ago, and it was actually born at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. A donor, whose name is Dave Hitz, has a foundation, and he came to them and said, you know, I love these Shakespeare plays, and I see everything all the time, but I still find myself not understanding them as much as I want to. Let me give you a bunch of money, and why don't you hire the best playwrights in America to translate these for our modern ears so that we can understand the jokes from our modern sensibilities, so that we can follow the poetry, the plot more succinctly, and so that it is, as audience members, we don't lose the poetry, but we can sit back a little bit more and enjoy these performances with ease of understanding. We are one of the first companies to be producing this on a large scale. So it puts us on the map nationally as a company, which I'm very excited about. They have been very generous. They are helping us to produce this financially. It's one of the largest gifts we've ever received. It came to us as an artistic endeavor first off, and then grew into something that also really just helped out the company when we look at our bottom line at a time when we're still all recovering from COVID. So it's a win-win for our company in so many ways. Here, let me tell you the other exciting thing about it, George, is that we are running it on the same set as Into the Woods. So this was originally conceived as our Dream Woods pairing. So it's two stories that are really different, equally beautiful, magical, told in the same space with many of the same actors in that end of season slot. So it's very exciting.
Well, I have to talk about Into the Woods. I have to tell you, just the other night I was revisiting the cast album, the No One Is Alone song near the end, and the line, sometime people leave you halfway through the wood. And all of a sudden, I was a puddle of tears because I was thinking about what the pandemic did to us and about all the people who unexpectedly left us halfway through the wood. Wow, what a perfect timing for this.
that piece is, I think it will always be enduring, but there are moments where it seems even more appropriate, certainly. The last time I listened to the album all the way through was right after Stephen Sondheim passed away. And so much of that story is about relationships and communities, and particularly relationships with parents and children, and what he's left us with, and is very much what Into the Woods leaves us with, which is a sense of how beautiful and how hard it is to be alive at the same time, but that the one is sort of dependent on the other.
And what a rare space to go to a show with your kids, many of whom will see a live production for the first time, and they will look at it through a very different lens.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of those. And I think a lot of the Shakespeare plays are like this too, where they're so satisfying to revisit, because as we mature, the play seems fresh to us. You know, every 10 years, you can see the same play, but every 10 years, you have 10 more years of life and experience and loss and joy, and the plays can be transformative all over again.
I'm looking through this season, and I see that Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. And Agatha Christie, there's a little bit of a mini renaissance going on. But to put this on a stage, I'm wondering how you're going to do this.
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you. I've been observing this design process from a distance. And it's one of those that will definitely demand high theatricality, because of the numerous locations, because of the movement, because of the sense of moving from train car to train car.
Wow.
So it's really exciting to see how the designers and Charlie are approaching this right now, because it allows us to really ramp up that notion of using our imaginations in order to execute things that are seemingly impossible. These things are simple in film. They're expensive, but they're a whole heck of a lot easier than they are when you're in broad daylight in Boise, Idaho, at the heat of the summer, right?
Yeah.
But that's part of why we love what we do. I think it's why theater remains exciting, is because we do like to play ball within those tight parameters.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.